We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Chaf Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel, which is page 60. The last line on top on page 60 says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, Mutter likones b'tzitzis lebeis hakiseh. One is allowed to go into the bathroom with his tzitzis on. Says the Rama, v'kol shekein lishkav bohen deshari. Certainly to sleep in one's tzitzis is permissible. V'yesha kosvu, I turn the page. V'yesha kosvu shenogu shlo lishkav betalash yesh bo tzitzis. Some write that the custom is not to sleep in a garment that has tzitzis on it. Gam shelo litnu lekoves einu yehudi lechabes. Also, some write that the custom is not to give a pair of tzitzis or a talis to a non-Jewish laundromat. V'akol shelo yihiyu mitzvos bezuyos alav. And the reason for all these things, not to sleep in it, not to give it to the laundromat, is also it shouldn't be a bizayon to the mitzvah. Ach nohogin lohakel lishka behem. But the Rama ends off and says that the minog is to yes sleep in them. So let's go back to page 60 and see the Mishabura, and we'll see some very interesting and very lamaisa things in this sif. Says the Mishabura sif katan yudala, the second to last line in the Mishabura on page 60. The Mechaber had said that it's mutter to go in with your tzitzis to the Beis Akisei. V'dafka b'dalet knafos hakotan shalosho kol hayom. Says the Mishabura, this is specifically referring to what we call tzitzis, a talis katan that we wear the whole day. Aval elu taliso shel mitzvah, but a talis shel mitzvah shem yuchodin rak lehispalu behen, but a talis that we call a talis, that we use specifically for davening, ein nochon sheikones bohen lebeis akisei. It is inappropriate to go with a talis into the bathroom. Ach lahashin behen mutter. However, without going into the bathroom, to urinate with a talis on is permissible. And then he says, Gama hochim biyom hakipurim liponos umulubashin bekittel. Someone who is going to go to the bathroom, gedolim on Yom Kippur, and he's wearing a kittel, tzorech sheyivshot hakittel. He needs to take off his kittel. Kevon shebeged ze miyuchad rak lehispalel. Since the kittel is a garment that is designated specifically for davening. So we're going to see some interesting notes on this. Let's just summarize what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah says, that which the Mechaber says you can go to the bathroom with your tzitzis is dafka tzitzis, not a talis. A talis you cannot go to the bathroom with. And in note number 8, if you look across from page 60, note number 8 says, the afkish lovsho al begodov kasa b'sefer ochas rabbeinu she'ein tzarech lefoshto. The Mishnah Berurah says you can wear your tzitzis into the bathroom, and the stipler says that it's even if your tzitzis is over your clothes, even someone who wears a tzitzis over his garments, it's still okay to go into the bathroom with the tzitzis. However, the Mishnah Berurah told us that when it comes to a talis gadol, which is designated specifically for davening, one should not go into the Beis HaKiseh with it, but is mutter to urinate with it. And then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says a line that's a little bit vague, and there's a machlokas haposkim how to understand this line. And these are the last few words on page 60 in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Gam ahochim yom hakipurim liponos umulubashim mekittel. Also, one who's going to relieve himself of gedolim on Yom Kippur, and he's wearing a kittel, he must remove the kittel. So if you look at note number 10, he writes, Ach bishvil lahashti, but if he's going to just do ketanim, kosav lakamon she'ain tzarech lefoshto, we know later on, he does not need to take off his kittel. V'nechleku ha'achronim bibir daito. The achronim argue with what the Mishnah Berurah means to say over here. Ha'kaf ha'chaim kosav, she'im tzarech rak lahashtin mutter lehikones lebeis hakisei. The kaf ha'chaim says that if one needs to go ketanim, he's allowed to even go into the Beis HaKiseh with the kittel on. V'chein posak amata Ephraim. They say, l'fi the Mishnah Berurah, that one could go into the Beis HaKiseh for ketanim. Me'iduch, on the other hand, b'sefer zeh ha'shulchan kosta b'dasa Mishnah Berurah, she'osr li'kones le'Beis HaKiseh kavua k'shu lovosh ben afilu k'she'enu nifnesham klal. That it's osr l'fi the Mishnah Berurah to go into the Beis HaKiseh with a kittel on whatsoever, even if it's not for gedolim. And that which the Mishnah Berurah's matter ketanim later on, who rak lahashin michutz lebeis hakiseh. That's only to go ketanim outside of the Beis HaKiseh. V'chein bir hagonu Rav Yoshev b'das Mishnah Berurah. That is also how the Rav Yoshev explains the Mishnah Berurah, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, one cannot go into a Beis HaKiseh for anything, and one cannot relieve himself of gedolim with the kittel on. It's only that he can relieve himself of ketanim outside of the Beis HaKiseh with the kittel on. Turning the page, we see another very important note in note number 11. The reason why we said that one should not go into the bathroom with a talis gadol on is because that's a beggar that's miyuchad the tefillah, and that's also the reason why we said one should not go to the bathroom for gadolim with his kittel on, because the kittel is a beggar that is miyuchad the tefillah. So in note number 11, which is on the next page, he points out from Rav Yashiv, what about someone who wears a kittel at the Seder? So you're wearing a kittel at the Seder, so you're not davening at the Seder. So he writes, "Umashi yesh nohagim sha'ochlim b'leil ha-Seder k'shem levushim b'kittel." And that which there is a custom that people eat during the Seder when they're wearing a kittel, Rav Yashiv says, "Shekevan shu laila shel mitzvah." Since it's a night of mitzvos, ein ze morid nimalas ha-kittel, that does not lower the madrega of the kittel, v'nishar dino kebeged shel tefila. It's still considered beged ha-miyuchel tefila, since all the eating at the Seder is a tzorach mitzvah, and the Seder is all mitzvos, therefore the fact that you have your Seder with your kittel on does not lower it, and does not permit you to go into the bathroom with it, and therefore Rav Yashiv holds that lefidim is shavura, that one cannot go with a kittel into the Beis HaKisei. Continues the Mishabura in Sifkaton Tes Vav on page Lamed Aleph. So we said in the Ramah, there are those who write that the minog is not to sleep with a talus that has tzitzis on. Ubikisve harizal kosov al pihasod sheyesh lishkov balaylo betalus katan. In the writings of the Arizal, he brings down al pisod that one should sleep at night with his talus katan on. And that gets us into a whole interesting discussion in note number 12 in the Dirshu Mishavura, which I'd like to go through some points of note number 12. Based on this Mishavura that the Arizal says that there is a reason al pisod to wear a pair of tzitzis to sleep. So if you look in the beginning of note number 12, he brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger that midivrei Harizal hochiach Rabbi Kiva Eger keshitas harosh. Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik from the Arizal that he holds like the rush, that a daytime garment is chayev and tzitzis at night. Shekein l'shitas haRambam, because according to the Rambam, sheksus yom petura b'layla, that even if you're wearing a daytime garment at night, you're potter. Vaday she'ein tzarach lishkav ima b'layla. What's the maila of sleeping with your tzitzis at night if it's nighttime and it's not as man tzitzis, even for a beged shayom? If you're the Rambam, what's the point of sleeping with your tzitzis? The fact that the Arizal says there's a reason to sleep with your tzitzis. Says Rav Kiva Eger, must be the Arizal is going with the rush, that a daytime garment that you're wearing at night, you are mekayim a mitzvah. Umucha shehevim b'das Arizal, sheyesh lishkov b'alayla v'talas katan achayevis b'tzitzis. So it's clear, the way that Rav Kiva Eger understood the Arizal is that one should sleep at night with the talas katan that's chayim and tzitzis, sheyat talas katan shelovesh b'yom. It's clear from Rav Kiva Eger that he understands the Arizal that you should wear the tzitzis that you normally wear during the day at night, so you have a beged shalom that you're wearing at night, and according to the Rosh, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis at night on the beged shalom. Which would not be the case if you're wearing a special pair of tzitzis that's designated for the nighttime, then einu mekayim bekach mitzvah, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. Sherei beged shalaylo shalov shobalaylo l'kol adeos potem tzitzis. A nighttime garment that you're wearing at night, according to everyone, according to the Rosh, according to the Rami, not mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore that can't be what the Arizal meant. If you skip down two paragraphs to the minhag of the Chazon Ish, he writes, u'minhag ha-Chazon Ish, Shahaya Yashin Balaila below Talas Katan. The Chazon Ish was noeg to sleep without tzitzis. Vahuva Taima Ladavar. And the reason which is brought down for why the Chazon Ish did not sleep with tzitzis, Shayoshin Tomid Balaila Matalas Katan. If you're gonna sleep every night with your Talas Katan on, Yesh Lochu Shatechoshe Ksus Laila Pturim Tzitzis. What are you gaining by wearing it every night? If you wear it every night, it becomes a Ksus Laila. So you're not gaining anything. You're not wearing a ksus yom at night. If you wear it every night, you're wearing a ksus laila, and therefore he was knowing not to wear, not a specific garment for the nighttime, which is for sure ksus laila, not even his daytime tzitzis to wear at night, because that turns it into a beged laila also, which you wouldn't be mekayim your mitzvah with it at night. That's all going with the understanding of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the Arizal is going very practical. Go very practical about you wearing it at night to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if you go back up one paragraph and see what Shlomo Zalman says, you see a little differently. Even a garment that's designated for the nighttime, there is a reason al pisod to wear it at night. Even though it's potter from tzitzis because it's nighttime and you're wearing a ksus laila. Because you have a showing an endearment to the mitzvah. The gam yoel sheyeschayev b'mitzvah tzitzis miyab b'kuma b'boker. And at least lefi one of the shitas, lefi the Rambam, when you wake up in the morning with tzitzis on, you're mekayim the mitzvah right away. The chen koso b'shalom shuvah shevet alevi, shekevan shu rak midas chasidus v'chumra ba'alma. Since this whole Arizal is midas chasidus and it's only a chumra, lefikach dai b'talas kotan ha-miyuchedas l'layla. So you see, you have all these different understandings. How How do we take the Arizal when he says Al-Pisod? Seems like Kivager is taking him that like a halachic Al-Pisod. So you want to be make sure you're Yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you're not Yotze, what's the point? But you see from Rishon Zalman, you see from other poskim, that it's not so posh, that it's only a chumrah, it's only Al-Pisod, and therefore there would be an inyan to wear it, even if you're not really being mekayim your mitzvah right then. It's just showing a chavivus for the mitzvah, and as some bring down, it would also be a skula for protection, and it would help you, even if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We then said in the Ramah that you should also, the custom is not to sleep with the tzitzis at night, and not to give it to a goyish or laundromat. Says the Mishabura, if katan tezayin, that means not to give it to the laundromat, hatalis ima tzitzis. That means giving the garment with the tzitzis attached to it. Elo matir atzitzis ve'achaka kovtsan. But rather you should remove the tzitzis and then give in the garment to the laundromat to clean. And the Ramah ended off and said that the reason is, so mitzvah should not be bezuyos alav, but the minug is to be lenient to sleep in tzitzis, as the Ramah writes, and the Mishabura writes on that, v'chein litein lakoves in the Yehudi, the minug is also to be lenient to give the tzitzis into the goyish laundromat. Miu yesh machmir and bazer shiaseh kanal, but some are machmir to do like we said above. But it sounds like there's only some are machmir, but it would be okay, lefi what this is saying, that the minhag is to be lenient to give it into the laundromat, that you would be okay even to give it into the laundromat with the tzitzis attached. Says the Mechaber in Siv Dalad, yesh li zoher kisha odom lovesh talis shelo yigror tzitziosav. One should be careful when he's wearing a talus that the tzitzis shouldn't be dragging on the floor. Says the Mishabura, two reasons why one should be careful that the tzitzis shouldn't be dragging on the floor. Sifkot and Yudches. Yesh mefarshim hatam mishun bizui mitzvah. Some say it's a disgrace to the mitzvah to have it dragging on the floor. V'od, and secondly, ki karov shei paslu. There's also a concern that it's very likely going to become pasul if it's dragging on the floor. Someone could step on it, it can get caught on something, it can get ripped and become pasul. V'lochein yag v'em v'yitchavein b'chagoro. Therefore, one should lift it up and stick it into his belt and not have it dragging on the floor. That is the end of Simen Chaf Aleph. And now we will do all of Simen Chaf Beis. All 1.5 lines of Simen Chaf Beis. But first we have a question. Shlomi.
Go back to the bathroom for a second.
Yeah. Okay, so Shlomi is asking an excellent question. We just brought down a note 10 and Machlokas, how to understand the Mishabura Shita about going into a kittel, going into the bathroom with a kittel. It talks about a base akise kavua. We already had earlier a note that discussed whether our bathroom is considered a base akise kavua or is considered a base akise of the Parsiim. And we saw the many posts, I believe it was Rav Moshe, others that were mislipping about it, and they said that one should be machmir. So we certainly treat our bathrooms as if it would be a Beis HaKisei Kavua L'chumra. And therefore, this discussion over here would be nogea to our Beis HaKisei as well. That's a very good point. Okay, let's do Simen Chav Beis. Ubo Sif Aleph. The topic of Simen Chav Beis is Bo Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Kona Talis V'aso Bo Tzitzis Mevarech Shechionu. If one buys a garment and places tzitzis on the garment, he makes a bracha of shechianu. Delogara mikelam chadoshim. It's no different than buying a new suit, than buying a new garment. The same way you make a bracha of shechianu when you buy a new garment, so you make a new bracha on a talus, but he's discussing specifically, as we'll see in the Mishabura, you buy the talus and you make the tzitzis on the talus, then you make the shechianu. Says the Ramah, v'im lo berach b'shas asiyah, mevarech b'shas itof rishon. If you didn't make the bracha at the time of putting the strings onto the talus, then you should make the bracha the first time you are wearing it. Says the Mishabura, Sivkot an Aleph, Kona talus, Ein lahakshos. One should not ask the following question, which means one would ask this question, but he's telling you not to ask it because he's going to have a good answer. Don't ask, Daha al kelim chadoshim tzarech levarech b'shas kinyan. We hold that when you buy a new garment that's worthy of a shechianu, you make it at the time of the purchase. V'lama kasa v'asa bo tzitzis. So why does the Mechaber over here say you bought a talus and you made the tzitzis and you make a shechianu? Why aren't you making the bracha b'shas kinyan? The Yeshlomar, the answer is, says the Chafetz Chaim, dafka kishekona beged shuroi lilbosh kimo shehu. Only when you buy a garment that's ready to go, it's ready to be worn as is, oz mevarech miyad, then you make the shechianu upon the purchase. Avol, im kona beged lasos imenu malbushim, but if you bought a garment to make other clothes from it, or for our purposes, you bought a garment that has to go to the tailor to get fixed before you can wear it, then you don't make the shechiyana when you buy the garment because it's not wearable, and you also don't make the bracha when the tailor fixes it, or when it was shek for shatnes. What do you do? Rav b'shas lovisha dafka. Then you push off the shechiyanu and you make it at the time that you wear it the first time. The ba'ina sham yuchedes. We need a very designated time. O kinyan o lovisha. So in general, when we buy a new suit, if it's ready to go, if it's a cotton suit for sure, it doesn't have to be fixed by the tailor, you make the shechiyanu upon the purchase. If it's a wool suit and you want to get checked for shatnes, it has to get tailored, then you wait to make the bracha the first time you wear the garment. The hacha over here, halo eno roi lalav shotekef. When you buy a talus, which is a four-cornered garment, so you can't wear it right away. Halo tzarach lahatu bo tzitzis. Again, this is talking about buying a garment without the strings attached. So when you buy the garment, it's not fit for wearing, because even though it doesn't need to be tailored, but it does need to have the tzitzis attached, and therefore you can't make the bracha upon the purchase. Al kein eno yachal levarech alo b'shas kinyan. Therefore, you can make the bracha when you buy it. And therefore, in order to satisfy those shitas that hold that one should make a bracha upon doing the mitzvah the first time, upon putting the tzitzis in, therefore, the Mechaber paskins that you should make the bracha upon the asiya, since there are some shitas, we don't hold this way, but since there are some shitas that say you should make a bracha upon the asiya of the mitzvah, like the building of the sukkah, the making of the tzitzis, the putting of the tzitzis on the garment. Therefore, since you couldn't make the bracha when you bought the garment because it wasn't fit for use, but now there's an inyan to do it, according to some, when you make the tzitzis, therefore, you should make the shechiyanu upon placing the tzitzis on the garment and not wait for the first levisha like we normally do by a regular garment. Now, if you look at note number one, it's a very important note. Note number one says, what?
Or that's what we should do?
No, the Mechaber says this is what you should do. The Mishabura is just explaining why the Mechaber is passing this way, because since there are some shitas, even though we don't hold like them, but there are some shitas that say upon putting the tzitzis on the garment, you should make a shechiyanu. So therefore, if you already can't make it, b'shas the kinyan, because it's not fit for use, because it's not it doesn't have the tzitzis on yet, so instead of what we would normally do would wait till we wear it, here we would make the bracha when we put the tzitzis on, because now it becomes fit for use. And there are some poskim that hold that you should make a shechiyanu when you're putting the tzitzis on the garment, just like many poskim say you should make the shechiyanu upon building the sukkah. Look at note number one. Ule'inyan bircha shechiyanu al talas katan. The Mechaber is talking about buying a talas gadol. What about making a shechiyanu upon a new pair of tzitzis? So Moshe Feinstein writes, shekevan shelastam anoshim. Since for most people, when you buy a pair of tzitzis, it's not considered a very important garment, one should not make a shechiyanu upon buying a new pair of tzitzis. And even though we're machshiv it for a mitzvah, we're using it for a mitzvah, that does not make it into a chashiv a beged, and therefore there's no shechiyanu. V'chein kasa b'shon halachos, shekeven shebizmaneinu ein simcha b'kniyas talas katan. Since nowadays there is no joy upon the purchase of a pair of tzitzis, ein levarach olav shechiyanu. So very clearly the poskim say that there's no shechiyanu on tzitzis, but when you buy a talis, so again, the Mechaber doesn't discuss this case, but if you buy a talis that's ready-made, that has the strings on, then you should make the shechiyanu on the talis when you buy it, because it's ready to be worn. Even before you wear it, you make the bracha when you buy it. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you buy the garment and then you're putting on the strings, then you can't make the bracha when you buy it. It's not fit for use yet. Then you should make the bracha when you put the strings on.
If it's miyuchet, for tefillah, and you're not buying it at a time when it's not a time of tefillah, so maybe...
Oh, so you're asking if that changed anything, meaning buy a suit. Shlomi is asking, when you buy a suit, we say you make the bracha upon the purchase. But he's saying maybe when you're buying a garment that's miyuchel tefillah, maybe that would be different. I hear what you're saying. My feeling from going through this siman is that that wouldn't be the case, but I'm not 100% sure. And the reason is because it's clearly brought down that the reason for the shechiyanu over here in general is upon the purchase of the new garment. That's what it is. It's the chashivas of the garment. It's not we don't paskin really that it's because of the mitzvah. And therefore, the fact that it's miyuchel tefillah, I don't know if that changes anything. If I buy a suit for Shabbos on a Tuesday, so l'chora, I'm making the shechiyanu on Tuesday. I'm not making it on Shabbos. If I'm making it upon the purchase, I'm not sure why this would be different. L'chora. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Beis. We said the logara. So Mechaber says it himself, when you buy the tzitzis, you'll make a shechiyanu upon putting the strings on, because it's no less than any other new garment that you buy. Aval ein mevarach she'achiyanu al ha-mitzvah. But we don't, here he says it straight off, the Mishnah Berurah, but we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kevan de'enu ba mizman lezman. We only make a bracha on a mitzvah that comes from time to time. Shofars once a year, lulos once a year, we make a bracha on those mitzvahs. But tzitzis is a mitzvah that we do every day, and therefore there is no shechianu on the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore the mechaber says it's no different than buying any other garment. The shechianu on the talus is on the garment. It's like buying a new suit. It's no different than that. Lefiza, according to this, if you had a garment for many years, you never wore it, you had a four-corner garment sitting in your drawer, and one day you decided to put tzitzis on it, even though it never had tzitzis on, now for the first time you're putting tzitzis on this garment so you could wear it for the mitzvah, still you wanted to make a shechianu because it's an old garment and you're making the bracha, you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah. And so too, if you're making tefillin, you're also not going to make a shechianu. V'ayim b'ber halacha. Now I'd like to see the ber halacha, but let's first finish the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll start to see the ber halacha. The last Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel, on that which the Ramah said, if you didn't make the bracha at the time of making the tzitzis, you should make the bracha at the time that you wear it first. B'tchila birchas lehisatev. When you are making the bracha at the time of the levisha, you should first make the bracha of lehisatev tzitzis, and afterwards you should make the bracha of shechianu. That's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. So let's look at the bir halacha over here. The bir halacha says in the top bir halacha, I am the Mishnah Berurah sefkatan beis, v'ayim bebeis Yosef, the kol zehu das bal ha'itter. This is all going according to bal ha'itter that you don't make a shechianu upon the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'da da'af the lechatchila bevada yesh linhokein. Even though lechatchila you should be knowing that way, acharei didas haShulchan Aruch ba'od kama v'kama me'achronim the pasuk kein ka'itter. Mikomakom lav milsa de psiktahi. You should just know this, not so pashit. The ha'olas tamid ve'ataz pasu ka rambam. Because the olas tamid and the taz passing like the rambam. Ve'avim el yarabu. And el yarabu brings it down. Va'agro be'uro posi gamkin ka rambam. De tzarech levarech shechianu gam al tfilin mechadosh. They say that a person should make a bracha on a tfilin the first time he is wearing them. Now, skip the brackets. For a minute, we'll go back to the brackets. They're very important, but let's skip it for a minute. So the Mishnah Berurah comes. The Ber Halacha says. So therefore, it's a big suffix. You know, many posts say no brach, no shechianu on tefillin, and many say yes shechianu on tefillin. Al kein me'anochon. Therefore, the appropriate thing is, says the Ber Halacha, sheyachnis atzmo lehischayev shechianu mitzad acher. You should bring yourself into a chiyav shechianu through another root, meaning have a new fruit. V'yachavin lifter gamezeh. Since it's a suffix, like we do the second night of Rosh Hashanah, take a new fruit, make a shechianu on the new fruit, and have in mind the tefillin. That's the best etza. Ubeprat im hu lovesh ata tefillin pam rishona b'mechayiv. Specifically, if he's wearing tefillin now for the first time in his life, bevada yiralasos etzazu. So when I read this, I felt bad because my son just put on tefillin for the first time in his life, and I didn't realize this b'ralacha beforehand. I felt very bad. But you read the brackets, you don't feel bad anymore. Now go back up to the brackets. So until now, the Ber Halacha is telling us, since it's a big suffix if there's a shechianu on tefillin, so mix shechianu on something else and cover the tefillin if it's the first time in your life you're wearing it, like a bar mitzvah boy. But look at the brackets. V'chol zeh im osa osam bi'atzmo. This is all only if you made the tefillin yourself. Aval im kona ha'tefillin me'hasofer. But if you bought the tefillin from someone, which most of us are doing, if someone else puts the strings in the beged for you, mashma me'agroshom, it's mashma from the gro over there, the afladas ha-rambam ein tzarech levarach shechianu. That even according to the Rambam, in that case, you want to make a shechianu. Im lo shekona ato ha-talas mechadosh, unless you bought a new garment right now, the tzarech levarach machmas kelem chadoshim. Unless you bought a new talas, then you have to make a shechianu. So you see, this whole eight that the Ber Halacha is giving is only if you made the tefillin yourself. So when I read that, I didn't feel bad anymore because I did not make my son's tefillin. Although maybe after we finish the tefillin, we'll all make tefillin. But as of now, most of us are not making our own tefillin. And therefore, even though the Ber Halacha says that it's really a suffix if you should make a shechianu on tefillin, it's only if you made your tefillin. Again, the same idea that there's an inyan in the asiyah. Just like we make a shechianu when we build a sukkah, and some posts can say when you make the tzitzis, the shechianu would be upon the making of the tefillin. Now there's one other interesting note that I want to just discuss before we end, and that is the last Mishnah Berurah said that when you didn't make the shechianu on making the tzitzis, and you're making it the first time you wear it, you make the bracha of lis'atev, and then you make the bracha of shechianu. But look at note number 3, it points out a very interesting thing. When it comes to making a shechianu on a new fruit, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, Sheyesh levarach shechianu kodem birchas apri michshash hefsek, that you don't make a ha'etz and then a shechianu and then eat the fruit, because a shechianu is a hefsek between the bar pri ha'etz and the eating of the fruit. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah passes that you should make the shechianu before the ha'etz. The cause of agonah shom zaman arbach shall talus yesh levarach tchila lehis atef. But when it comes to a talus, you should first make the bracha of this atef, kevin shebracha tadirahi, since it's a very common bracha. V'rak la'achar mikain shechianu, and only afterwards you should make a shechianu, kevin she'ena ba ela al hana'aso ha'pratish ha'lovish. Since a shechianu is a very individualized bracha for the one who's wearing the garment, ma'she'en kein b'pri, which is not the case by a fruit, she'yesod bircha shechianu hu'al ri'iyas ha'pri. Really, the shechianu on the fruit is upon seeing the fruit. And really, everybody can make the bracha on the same fruit. Everyone sees this new fruit, everyone can make the same bracha. And therefore, the bracha of shechianu is more chashuv than the bracha on the fruit. So the Shlomo Zalman is explaining that. That's why by a fruit, you would make the shechianu before you'd make the bracha on the fruit. Because the shechianu there is a more global shechianu that anybody could make, because anyone who sees the fruit can make the shechianu. You would make the shechianu, and then you'd make the bo'er pri'etz. Mashenkein by tzitzis, the shechianu is for you yourself, that you are being nene from a new garment, and therefore it's more pratiistic, and therefore the bracha that comes more often, which is the bracha of the tzati batzitzis, gets chashivas, and that would come first, and then you'd make the shechianu afterwards. That's what he writes. V'agon Ruchai Kinyeski Kosav Shulai Kavonas HaMishnebura Sheyevarech Lehisatev Umiyad Yisatev. Ruchai Kinyeski says an interesting thing. It could be when the Mishnebura says you first make the bracha of Lehisatev and then the Shechianu, he doesn't mean you make Lehisatev Shechianu and then put on your talus. What he means is you say Lehisatev, you put on the talus, V'rak Achakach Yevarech Shechianu, and after your talus is on and the bracha of Lehisatev Leschal, then you make the Shechianu. And then you would avoid the problem of having a pasul hefsek between the bracha on the talus and the wearing of it. So he understands in Mishnah Berurah that you make the lehisatef and then the shechianu, meaning lehisatef the bracha, and then you put it on. That bracha is taken care of. And now you make the shechianu after you already put on the talus. That's how he understands pasul with the Mishnah Berurah. And we'll stop here and start the next siman of Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.